Our next story takes us to New Hampshire, which has been doing better than most in coping with the economic turmoil of the past couple years. Fiscal conservatives say the state's long history of low taxes has forced New Hampshire to keep spending in line. But some New Hampshire residents say that tradition of fiscal austerity has exacted a price on the state's schools. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Rockingham Mall in Salem, New Hampshire, sits near the state line with Massachusetts, and every day people flood here from the Boston area for pretty much one reason: to avoid Massachusetts' sales tax. People like Ken Trask and his wife.
I drop her off at the mall, I go get the beer and go to Home Depot. Saved us 6.25 again, right? And lug it home, no problem.
No problem because New Hampshire has no sales tax, no income tax, and no estate tax. New Hampshire has one of the lowest overall tax burdens in the country. Steve Norton of the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies says one big reason New Hampshire can keep taxes low is its low poverty rate. So even though per capita spending on things like Medicaid and prisons is above average, the total bill is much lower.
We are a low-tax state because the need is less than you would otherwise think.
But even compared to states with similar demographics, New Hampshire's taxes are low, and that has a lot to do with culture. State Representative Neil Kirk says New Hampshire for years was a poor agricultural state, and it has a tradition of self-reliance.
It's always been hard to raise taxes in New Hampshire, because of the value that people have that says government shouldn't be doing but a very small number of things. The rest is not really the government's role.
Taxes are so unpopular that people running for governor, Democrat or Republican, have to take what's called the pledge. They have to promise to veto any broad-based sales or income taxes. Instead, far more than other states, New Hampshire pays for government services through fees. Fees to register your car, get a boat license, use state parks. Kirk says this imposes a kind of fiscal discipline on legislators.
We have fought to prevent any kind of tax structure that would provide a lot of revenue for the state, because if the money is there, they will spend, when we're talking about our government, any government.
As a result, per capita government spending in New Hampshire is about $4,700 a year. In Vermont, it's more than $8,000. But some people say this aversion to taxes has hurt poor towns. They have to fund schools almost entirely through local property taxes. Jacqueline Gillette, superintendent in the old factory town of Claremont, says towns with low property values must charge much higher taxes to pay for education.
It takes a lot more pennies per thousand to raise a dollar to support our children here than it does in Hanover. I know that. I owned a home in Hanover. When I moved down here, my taxes doubled.
Even with higher taxes, Claremont schools are decidedly substandard. At Stevens High School, teachers get paid $20,000 a year less than in wealthier towns. The chemistry lab looks like something out of the 1920s, and the library sits over the band room, so studying there is an ordeal.
The floor is vibrating at this very moment.
Does that usually happen?
It happens every time we tune up the band, yes.
In the 1990s, Claremont and other towns sued the state, and a judge ruled that New Hampshire had an obligation to provide an adequate education to all students. Lawmakers then passed a statewide property tax, but critics say it hasn't done enough to close the funding gap. But many people believe low taxes have given New Hampshire a big economic advantage. Steve Norton says unemployment is well below the national average.
You have to acknowledge that changes in tax policy impact people's decisions about where they live and where businesses locate.
Norton says it's not that corporate taxes are low. They're actually a little above average. But the low personal taxes have attracted a lot of educated, affluent people who've ended up starting businesses. Many of these newcomers are from high-tax states like Massachusetts and New York, who've embraced the anti-tax mindset with special fervor. And today, polls say opposition to taxes is stronger than ever. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.